right, all right. Settle down, you mugs. Another day, another dollar, another pile of political garbage to sift through. Letty, did you catch Trump's speech on Congress the other night, or were you too busy crying into your soy latte?
Yeah, I watched it. Wasn't nothing special, Vin. Same old song and dance. I'm great. They're terrible. Make America yada, yada, yada.
Don't be like that, pal. You telling me you didn't get a kick out of watching them Democrats sitting there holding up their little cardboard signs like a bunch of school kids who didn't get their juice boxes?
Yeah, that was pathetic. They looked like they were in an auction.
Right. They had disaster written in big, bold letters, like they were trying to send a message to the mothership or something. I think when Trump was talking about him getting shot, he should have turned to the side, looked him straight in the eyes, and said, "Nice try."
Oh, man, that would have set him right off the deep end. That leaky faucet bitch, Nancy Pelosi, would have short-circuited like a broken Roomba.
Speaking of temper tantrums, did you see the fallout from the Oval Office meeting between Trump and Zelensky?
Oh, you mean how Zelensky thought he was going to get another fat check in the parade, only to get hit with the cold, hard fuck you?
The guy strutting in like a made fucking man, expecting the royal treatment he got with Biden. Thought he'd get another blank check, maybe a statue in Times Square or something, but instead, Trump gave him a look like a guy who just found out his tab at the club was way past due.
And now Zelensky's walking around all mopey, acting like a dame who just realized the rich boyfriend ain't picking up the dinner bill no more.
You got all these celebrities and lefties bawling their eyes out. Oh no, peace talks. We don't want peace. We want to keep funneling billions into a war no one understands.
Yeah, because without the war, they got nothing left to distract people with. No hero to prop up, no boogeyman to shake their fist at. They need conflict, because without it, people start noticing how bad they're getting screwed.
And that brings us to our favorite new joke, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Doge, what a name. Like something out of a bad comic book.
You got Democrats crying about Elon Musk like he's a boogeyman. Oh, he's dangerous. He's messing with democracy. But when you compare him to Fauci, suddenly you ain't got nothing to say.
Right? Fauci straight up played God for 3 years, moving the goalposts, lying through his teeth, and these people treated him like the Pope of Science. Meanwhile, Elon buys a damn app, and they act like he's taking over the world.
That's because he is, Lenny. And the deep state, they're pissed. Elon and Trump will take away their favorite laundromat.
Oh, you mean their billions of tax dollars funneled through their little side projects?
Exactly. These crooks have been washing their dirty money in Ukraine, DEI bullshit around the world, and climate initiatives, and whatever fake crisis they could cook up next. And now the lights are getting turned on. The rats are scurrying. That's why they all pissed.
Look, Vin, I get it. I really do. And here's the thing. If Democrats want to keep power, if they want to do all their woke bullshit, they're doing it all wrong. Instead of fighting tooth and nail against this administration, they should be working with it. Fix the border. Fix the economy. Fix healthcare. Fix education. Hell, fix anything. And when things get better, they can take credit and keep doing whatever the fuck bullshit they want.
Now you're talking sense. Problem is, they don't get the average guy.
That's the real problem, Vinny. They don't understand the guy who gets up at 5 a.m., busts his ass at a job, and barely covers his bills. They don't get the gal who's working two shifts just to keep food on the table. Most people ain't got time for this nonsense.
They ain't worried about how many new letters to get added to the LGBTQ plus alphabet soup this week. They worried about making rent. They worried about the cost of eggs, not whether some OnlyFans broad can get an abortion on demand.
Exactly. And that's why they lost them. People ain't voting on ideology anymore. They voting on survival. And right now, surviving means picking the guy who ain't robbing them blind.
And that, Lenny, is why Trump won them over. When life's tough, people ain't looking for lectures. They're looking for a way to put food on the table.
Damn, Vinny, I can't believe I'm agreeing with you this much. I feel like I need a shower or something.
That's because you finally snap out of it, pal. Welcome to reality.
All right, enough about these modern crooks. Let's talk about the real scandals that made Hollywood legendary.
Oh, now you're talking. Strap in, folks, because we're about to take a trip down to Tinseltown's darkest alleys.
Thank you.
Let's take a trip down memory lane. Back to a time when Hollywood was just as dirty, just with better style.
Ah, the good old days. When men wore fedoras, dames had real class, and scandals could actually ruin careers instead of boosting them.
Yeah, back when scandal meant the end of you, not a Netflix documentary deal. Here is the top 10 old Hollywood scandals. A look at Tinseltown's dark side.
First, the murder of Johnny Stampinato in 1958.
Ah, Johnny Stampinato. The guy had the name, had the look, had the connections, but he didn't have a survival instinct.
Yeah, getting involved with Lana Turner, bad move. Trying to strong arm her in front of her 14-year-old daughter, even worse.
I mean, you gotta be some kind of special stupid to think you can rough up a Hollywood scarlet and not get a kitchen knife to the gut.
And what a mess it made. The tabloids had a field day. Mob connections, a famous actress, a kid stabbing a guy in the heat of a moment. That courtroom was a damn circus.
And poor Lana Turner. Career took a hit. But let's be real. People eat that kind of drama up. She played the sympathy card, and Hollywood let her keep working.
Yeah, but it put a spotlight on how tangled Hollywood and the mob really were. They weren't just pretty faces on the screen. Half of them had one foot in the underworld.
And speaking of creeps, next is Charlie Chaplin. The genius himself also happens to be a real piece of work.
Oh, you mean the guy who made the world laugh while collecting wives younger than his co-stars?
That's the one. Lana Gray married her at 16 while he was 35. Now that's what I call silent film level creepy.
And let's not forget the whole paternity case. Man gets hit with the blood test proving he ain't the father, but the cult still make him pay up. That's some next level Hollywood justice shit.
And the cherry on top, the U.S. kicked him out.
That's right. One minute he's America's darling, the next he's getting shipped off like a bad prop. Ain't no amount of slapstick that could have saved him from that.
Now here's one for the detective stories from 1935. The mystery death of Thelma Todd, found slumped over in her car, ruled as an accident.
Oh, sure. Accidental carbon monoxide poisoning because people just love sitting in the running car in the middle of the night.
And let's not ignore the little detail that she had mob connections.
Of course she did. Hollywood and the mob go together like gin and tonic.
Some say it was an accident. Some say it was a hit. Either way, the dame knew too much, got in too deep, and wound up as another mystery for the books.
Oh, shit. Now, this one, Vinny, this one really showed how fast a guy can go from king to nobody. The Fatty Arbuckle scandal in 1921.
Fatty Arbuckle, one of the biggest names in comedy. Then, boom, accused of a crime so vile, it didn't even matter if he was innocent.
Three trials. Three. First two hung juries, and by the third, they outright apologized to the guy. But guess what? Didn't matter.
Yeah, by the time he got his name cleared, it was too late. Damage was done, and Hollywood already threw them in the trash.
Classic case of public opinion being more powerful than facts. Pretty fucked up if you ask me.
And now we get one of the saddest stories of them all. Julie Garland.
The girl was built to be a star, but Hollywood treated her like a damn machine. Diet pills, sleeping pills, work schedules that'll break a man in half. And she was just a kid.
They didn't care about her, Lenny. She wasn't a person to them. She was a product.
And that's why she burned out so fast. By the time she hit her 30s, she was already falling apart. Failed marriages, money problems, addiction.
And in the end, Hollywood took everything from her. Her youth, her health, even her peace of mind.
She never really had a shot, did she?
Nah, not in that system. But let's talk about a dame who knew how to keep the papers busy. Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, you mean the woman who turned marriage into a damn sport?
Yeah, she had more rings than a championship boxer.
First, she swoops in on Eddie Fisher while he's still married to Debbie Reynolds. Then, before the ink even dries on that marriage license, she's running off with Richard Patton.
And they married twice. Imagine screwing up once and saying, yeah, let's do that again.
Say what you want about Taylor. She lived life her way, and Hollywood couldn't get enough of it. Next is Errol Flynn's trial for statutory rape.
And here we go with another Hollywood icon with issues. Errol Flynn, the man who made sword fighting look classy, but couldn't keep himself out of trouble.
Mr. Swashbuckler himself. Turns out he had a thing for the younger women. Real young.
And in 1942, two teenage girls accused him of statutory rape. big time scandal.
The trial was a damn spectacle. Hollywood scrambled to protect him and somehow he got acquitted. But let's be real, Vinny. His career took a hit and he never fully bounced back.
Now the next one ain't funny. Spade Cooley, Western swing musician and part-time actor.
Yeah, this scumbag murdered his wife in front of their kid.
Beat her to death and then tried to talk his way out of it.
Justice got him though. Life in prison, but here's the kicker. Gets paroled, then dies at a benefit concert before he even walks free.
Poetic, ain't it?
How about this little blast from the past? Alfalfa.
Oh, the little rascal himself. Carl Switzer. What happened to him?
Guy was struggling after his child star days. Ends up getting shot over a damn debt dispute.
Imagine surviving Hollywood only to go out over pocket change.
Pretty fucked up if you ask me.
And finally, a dame who didn't give a damn. Mae West.
Oh yeah, back in 1927, she gets arrested because her play Sex was too much for the pearl clutches at the time.
Instead of crying about it, she turns it into the best PR stunt in history.
Tells everyone she wore silk underwear in jail, makes her even more famous.
Heh, gotta respect a woman who knows how to turn a scandal into a career move.
You work with what you got, right?
So what did we learn today, Lenny?
That Hollywood's been dirty business since day one. The only difference is that back then, they were better at hiding it.
That's because they didn't have thousands of cameras pointing at them every second. No cell phones, no social media, no 24-hour news cycle dissecting every move. If you had dirt, you could bury it. But today, the second you slip up, someone's got you recorded in 4K. And it's all over the social media before you can even say no comment.
Yeah, they gotta work twice as hard to cover their tracks now. But let's be real, half of them still try. And you know who hasn't changed? Creeps chasing you after younger women.
Oh, you mean Hollywood's favorite tradition.
Exactly. People act shocked when they hear about guys like Charlie Chaplin and Errol Flynn. But look around, it's still happening. P. Diddy? That guy's got more skeleton in the closet than a damn Halloween store.
Yeah, that one's getting real ugly. Everyone's buying footage like it's going out of style.
And then you got Leonardo DiCaprio. Guy won't even look at a woman over 25. He treats relationships like a damn car lease. Once they hit a certain mileage, he trades them in for a new model.
And it ain't just the fellas. Look at Cher. She's dating that Edwards guy. A cat 40 years younger than her. Folks are like, yeah, you go, girl. Talk about double standards.
Yep, if some 70-year-old guy was running around with the 36-year-old woman, the outrage would be insane. But instead, people are like, oh, she's just exploring herself. Yeah, sure, let a 76-year-old man say that and see what happens.
Hollywood's full of double standards, pal. Always have been. The difference is now, they gotta play the PR game harder. Back in the day, the studios controlled the stories. Now, social media does.
And that's why they are terrified. Because they know the real story's always just one leaked video, one ex-employee with a book deal, or one Twitter meltdown away.
So yeah, folks, Hollywood may have changed, but the game's the same. It's still about power, money, and control. Only difference is, now, the skeletons are harder to keep in the closet.
And that's why we gotta keep our eyes open. Our wits sharp. And I popcorn ready for the next big scandal.
Because there's only one thing Hollywood's good at. It's keeping the drama coming.
And that's a wrap, folks. Thanks for lending an ear to the Big Vinny and Lenny podcast. Make sure you're hitched to our wagon for more wild debates and straight shooting. This is a show of ours is brought to you by the APNM Group, a proud subsidiary of Voucher Productions, LLC. Our goal, to spin yarns that informs, amuse, and add a dash of the extraordinary to your daily grind. We're in the business of listening, see? Your words, your thoughts, they're the bee's knees to us. Got a question, a comment, or maybe a bright idea? Don't be a stranger. Toss a line in our comment section or give us a buzz in the old social media. Your gab helps us tailor our tales and uncover the stories you dames and fellas want to hear. Did our little broadcast strike a chord? Then be a pal and leave us a review on your favorite listening post. Spread the word, share the love. You help us reach more ears and we keep the stories coming. Curious about the voices behind the mics or the big wigs at Alger Productions? Click the link in the episode's description. Every click, every listen, it helps this little operation of ours grow into something grand.
We're tipping our hats to you, dear listeners, for lending us your ears. Until our paths cross again, keep your dials tuned and your spirits high. This is APNM Group, a piece of a larger puzzle, proudly part of the Alger Productions LLC. Signing off.